This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tess.
We've got the effervescent Janet Jukes. Janet Jukes has been a human rights activist for as long as I can remember. I'm going to say 25 years, but it may actually be maybe longer than that.
Don't date me, darling.
Janet Jukes is currently the head of an organisation called Relationships Matter. And Relationships Matter have recently achieved the Rainbow Tick accreditation. So we've asked Janet to come and talk to us all about that. But before we launch in, good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Taz.
Great to have you in the studio.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it, out there?
It's lovely.
Well, it was cool when I arrived. I'm anticipating it's going to be warm, which is why I'm in shorts.
It's getting there, but it's just gorgeous, gorgeous.
So before we kick off the conversation about Rainbow Tick accreditation, tell us about Relationships Matter. So you've changed your name.
We have. So we were LifeWorks, Relationships Counselling and Education Services.
Which That's is a mouthful.
Which is a bit of a mouthful. So we went through this process and we talked to a whole lot of people, including people in the LGBTIQ community, and talked about, you know, what do you value about us as an organisation? What do you want to, you know, what do you want to see from us? And what's really sort of the essential important bit about the organisation? And everybody said, well, it's your work in relationships. You know, it's that... So we're originally the Church of England Marriage Guidance Council 75 years ago and have changed our names a couple of times in between. But it was really about the relationship.
So you're a faith-based organisation?
Yes.
I didn't realise that.
And we've got kind of loose ties with the Anglican Church. We campaigned in favour of marriage equality and they weren't too upset about that. So we've got a fair bit of independence. We can do as we wish, and thus, obviously, Rainbow Tick accreditation as well. So, yeah, no, so that whole process was really about getting back to our roots and saying, well, what are we and who are we and what's important about who we are and the work that we do. And it's, you know, relationship counselling, mediation services, supporting people to be better parents, good parents, stay together or break up nicely. All of that sort of work is the work that we do.
I think one of the things that's changed over the years, Janet, a lot is... you know, people I think are more prepared and understand better that, you know, coming to an organisation like Relationship Matters and, you know, having a discussion, seeking, you know, some advice or, you know, a listening post, that people I think are much more prepared to do this now than they have been in the past. That, you know, it was always, well, you know, you just need to get on with it, don't worry about it, you know, it'll be right. Whereas now I think people acknowledge that they do need to engage, and, you know, engaging an organisation and people that are independent is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think our, you know, the nature of our relationships have changed, how we relate has changed, but also the research is really clear. If you get help early, then you can prevent the cost and the emotional fallout. And believe me, I'm speaking from experience. In that relationship,
I think we've all been there.
The relationship breakdown, it works. You know, relationship counselling works, but only if you get in early and so and start to sort out some of those issues. And the other thing is, you know, it also prevents us making the same mistakes relationship after relationship.
Now, talk to us about the Rainbow Accreditation. organisation. Tell us why you did that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a bit of a no-brainer, isn't it, really, that we should
be
providing...
Well, to you and I, it is.
We should be providing services for all of our community. We've actually had a number of CEOs, including myself, who've been lesbians over the last sort of two or three decades. And so so we've always been an organisation that's had a fairly good proportion of members of the LGBTIQ community on our staff as counsellors as well. And we've always done a bit of work in that space. But, you know, I think that the nature of our community has changed. The certainly through marriage equality, the sorts of experience that, you know, it kind of took us back really in some ways in terms of the sort of discrimination we were experiencing. And people have also been saying in our communities, LGBTIQ communities, that we want to see services that are both LGBTIQ community controlled, like Thorn Harbour Health, and organisations or services that are mainstream services that are competent in working with our communities. And so that's why Rainbow Tick is really, really important for us. It actually, it's a process that an organisation goes through from the board all the way through to the direct service delivery and our websites and our marketing and all, right, the whole of the organisation gets looked at and plans are put in place to continuously make those organisations more and more accessible to all of our community.
And who's the accreditor?
So the accreditor is QIP, which is, I don't know what it stands for, Quality Innovation, something or other. But the standards were developed by Melbourne, yes, LGBTIQ, yes, people. I'm sure you've had them come in and talk to you.
Oh, yes.
and it's, I think it's, is it Rainbow Health Victoria, it's now called?
Correct.
Another branding change. But that they own the standards, but they're accredited by an independent organisation.
Now, important question, Jen. A lot of people, you know, be thinking, okay, I might like to access this. What are the costs involved?
So it's on a sliding... So we receive Commonwealth Government funding for mm-hmm. almost all of our services, and so people can access them, and what they pay depends on their income. So if you're okay. very high income, you'll pay the full cost of the service. Yep. So it could be $100 for a counselling service, mm-hmm. But if you have no income, then it can be as little as $10, $20, depending on, you know, it can be a lot less. Or if you're in hardship or you have no income or you're a refugee or a new arrival or whatever, then I can waive the cost entirely. So it's on a sliding scale, and no one should be not allowed to access services because they can't afford it.
You know, you should not be able to access because you don't have any money.
No, that's right. But we can serve a lot more people by people who can afford it being asked to pay for the full cost of the service.
And what sort of number of people, both, you know, providing the counselling, and just give us a rough number in terms of the number of clients that the organisation will see annually?
So we have about 25,000 service events, so counselling hours, a year. Across all of our program areas, there's about 6,000 clients a year.
And you have outposts all over the states as well.
So we've got three, what I would call three main offices. So one in Frankston, which is also a fairly large LGBTIQ community mm-hmm. in Frankston and that surrounding area, Mount Martha and, you know, Mount Eliza and up that way. And then also another main office in Wyndham and here in the CBD. And then we've got what I call satellite sites in Geelong, Wangaratta, Preston, Moonee Ponds, around Prahran, Glen Ira, all over the place.
I'd like to go back to the accreditation process.
Sure.
And just explore with you what that means for the organisation. What are the benefits? I mean, obviously, you know, you can say you've got Rainbow Tick accreditation, but what does that really mean for the organisation? Have you changed in the way in which you actually do your business?
I think it's transformative for an organisation because you can't just say, oh, we've got a couple of gay men or lesbians who deliver the service and they can look after the queers.
Mm. Which is often what happens, isn't it?
Well, you know, some organisations do that. I don't think we ever did that, but I think, you know, that's a danger. And I think it's also a danger with Rainbow Tick that some organisations can say, we've got Rainbow Tick, tick, and not keep doing that work, because we know that how we talk about our communities and the issues that we face change all the time, and staying up to date is really important.
So how's it been transformative?
So it's really about, well, first of all of the staff have to be trained. So all of the staff do a series of training, and they keep up to date around LGBTIQ community competence. And that's about language, but also understanding intersectionality and oppression and all those sorts of things. So all of that means that everybody is aware, and when somebody comes in, they should always get a good service. And if they don't, then we've got processes all the way through so that people can be heard, and when they are raising complaints, people understand what they're saying to them. So it changes from the bottom up, but also the top down. The board also have to do training and think about
it. Sounds like a real rap for us.
It's expensive. It's not for the faint-hearted. Rainbow Tick accreditation, but it's certainly, I think, a really useful process for organisations with their roots in faith-based structures to go through, I think.
So if people are interested, it's relationshipmatters.com.au. Ring up. It's 1300 543 396. I want to thank Janet Jukes. Janet, you've been a warrior for our community. It's more than 25 years. That's all right. You make a difference. You know, this is great. Relationship Matters, it's a great service. I know people that have used it. I'm glad it's got the Rainbow Tick, although I've always regarded it as an organisation that queer folk can feel quite comfortable in. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your time. And, always happy to have you on air and have a chat about what's going on.
Well, in fact, Macca, Janet's going to be in next week. Janet's co-hosting Sat Mag with me next week.
Oh, me too.
Right.
No, I'm actually only in for
one segment,
one or two segments.
There's something lovely. All right,
something that
wonderful. Well, it's always a pleasure to come into.
No, look, I'm happy to cede the chair to you. No problem.
big boots to follow. Yep.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.